This week on EPP 220 of Real Ghost Stories Online, has a woman's gift of ESP been a blessing to her when navigating paranormal situations? Was a dark shadow figure responsible for a family's traumatic night and also for sucking the life from their electronic devices? One brother and sister's afternoon hike turned sinister. Was a dark winged figure they saw responsible for wreaking havoc on their electronic devices? Also, a shocking paranormal experience in high school leaves mental scars that last a lifetime.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
There's a whole lot of creepiness in this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 220 of Real Ghost Stories Online, and I think you're really going to like it. I want to give you a little taste of one of my favorite stories. It starts out, I only talked about this with a few family members, and the same goes for my brother. My brother and I were on vacation for a week in Virginia Beach, and afterward we decided to road trip through Washington, D.C. to see all the monuments and such, as we'd never been. Once there, we toured the city on bikes for a few long hours in the hot sun, and then started driving to a site that we would never have imagined actually being haunted. Burkesville, Maryland, home of the famous Blair Witch Woods. We decided it was worth checking out since it was so close to D.C. We also wanted somewhere interesting to hike, and these woods definitely fit the bill. Driving there, we cannot have imagined what actually happened. We arrived and started to hike the trail. Shortly into the hike, we passed what appeared to be many Native Americans swimming in the stream to the right of the trail. The weird thing was, many of them stared intensely at us until we were out of the view. We walked for miles on this trail and saw witchcraft symbols carved into tree trunks and roots and trees. I took many pictures and videos. The vibe in these woods is unexplainable, even in the daytime. It always felt as though someone had their eyes on you. About halfway in, my brother randomly wanted to walk off the trail to see how far we were from the road and his car. I did not follow. He was trying to find the road because Google Maps showed it was close. I waited and took pictures of the dense forest and beautiful scenery. That's when I started to really feel a presence around me and close to me. My brother came back. He didn't seem himself, just sort of quiet. We continued to walk. When the trail ended, the sun was just beginning to set. This is where the real story begins. About a quarter of a mile, we turned back. We completely lost the trail and were unable to determine where we were. My brother and I are not at all inexperienced when it comes to sticking to trails, but this one truly got away from us. We could not figure out where to go. We both began to panic. We walked through the tall 6-foot grass for 30 minutes trying to spot a trail. It was hot and humid, causing my glasses to fog and making it difficult to see anything, much less a trail, especially with the sun going down. As we came to a part of the stream where we thought we could see the trail, we waded through the deep water to the other side, and somehow, despite my horrible eyesight, we spotted the trail. By this point, night had fallen, and as we walked, just happy to be back on track, my phone died suddenly. The moments before, it was at 43%. The flashlight on my phone had provided my only source of light, so then I had to stick extra close to my brother. Continuing, we walked up a steep hill and were horrified to discover a log with 5 skulls with lit candles lined up perfectly. Mind you, there's only one trail in and out, and we did not see that on the way in. We began to panic again and started to run, and as we ran, we came to the crest of the hill about 200 feet away from us, and that's where I saw it. It looked like a winged black figure. It opened its mouth, and out came the most terrifying screech I've ever heard in my entire life.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
So, not exactly a peaceful hike that ends in a picnic. More like a traumatic story that ends up getting written into a ghost show, right? Find out exactly what happens, how the walk ended, and how they got out of there. So Woods, I think I'm not going to be putting on my list for hiking anytime soon, especially when you hear what happens next. It's in this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 220. Get it at ghostpodcast.com or through our Patreon page. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month gets you access to all 220 bonus episodes, advanced episodes of the program, weeks before they go public, and much more. Ghostpodcast.com. Check it out and help keep real ghost stories online alive.